Republican lawmakers in New Mexico have claimed for years that our elections are plagued by massive voter fraud. They finally had their chance to prove it in 2011, with Susana Martinez as governor and Diana Duran as Secretary of State. Enlisting the help of the state police, they combed through 7 years of voter registration records and matched them against records from driver's licenses. During a legislative committee meeting in 2011, Duran announced that they had found 117 people who had used foreign credentials to obtain a driver's license and were also registered to vote. But further investigation showed the vast majority of those on the list never actually voted. For the 19 who allegedly did, it's 19 votes over 7 years. Duran must have hoped for more than that when she set out on her laborious task. We should keep that history in mind in the coming weeks as the legislature considers a slew of election reform bills by Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham and Secretary of State Maggie Talouse Oliver. But that doesn't mean everything in the proposal is a good idea. The plan would restore the option for a straight party ballot, where voters can choose all Republicans or all Democrats by filling in one bubble. We should make it easier to vote, but not so easy that it's mindless. This has nothing to do with voter suppression and everything to do with gaining a partisan advantage, not just Democrats over Republicans, but both major parties over any third-party candidate who would never get considered. The plan to allow 16-year-olds to vote would also appear to be more for partisan advantage than addressing any problem. But there are also some terrific proposals in the plan. Making Election Day a state holiday and extending early voting would allow more voters who work odd hours to participate. Expanding access and deadlines for mail-in ballots and making it easier for eligible voters to register would increase turnout without jeopardizing election security. The plan would also restore the voting rights of convicted felons who are no longer incarcerated. Those who have completed their sentence should be allowed to fully rejoin and participate in our society. It would be great if each proposal was voted on individually, but that's not usually how it works. I suspect this will all get lumped together in one big bill. My hope is there will be vigorous debate in the committee process, and the more obviously partisan proposals will be stripped from the bill. With this week's commentary, I'm Walt Rubel.